Everybody all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. Oh, this is our good friend Todd Snyder. He said we could use his music. Isn't he swell?
He acted like he didn't hit play. Oh, here's Todd Snyder.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
There's Mr. Jason of Beverly Hills.
Full Jessica, huh?
Full on Jessica. Thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. We do appreciate it. And I'll tell you more later about the fabulous monthlyfilterclub.com. They bring filters to your house every month.
What kind of filters?
For your furnace.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing? Jess has trouble. Hang on. You all right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, she's trying to wear her glasses and adjust her headphones at the same time.
Sorry.
I wear glasses and headphones every day. What's the problem? Yeah.
As you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, once again, not only is this the 50th Off the Air podcast.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. Number 50. Our very special guest today, the first one we've had from the...
family.
The four. The core four. The family. The close-knit group, it's Christy Lee, everybody. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Chick. Jess.
Christy.
Jason. I actually get to talk to you, Jason.
Well, we talk. I probably get to talk to you more than most.
Okay, no, but thing, I mean, usually like, we're pointing at you through a glass window.
Well, no. I am the envy of America. Let's just be honest. I get to share a room with Christy
Lee.
For
a lot of reasons.
I get to share an office studio with my physique. Are you serious?
Oh, God, I'm getting hot, Jason. Keep talking about your physique. That's what it was.
No, I get to share a room with Christy. We get to talk every day.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad you don't have food. I heard you have food every time.
Who said? Oh, this and here I eat.
She was eating.
Yeah.
I ate a lot at Laha before we got here. Sorry. So I'm full.
Yum.
You know what everyone wants to hear? I'm just guessing.
What does everybody want to hear?
I think everybody wants to hear Christy say a cuss word because
that's the biggest thing. You gotta just say fuck.
I can't.
No, just gotta go.
Just look at me.
Just gotta say.
She's flushed.
fuck it and get it out there.
I can't.
Are you
not
kidding me?
Not
really?
In this room. That's like, because if I say it once, you know how I am. I'll forget tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, you'll be over in that other chair then, see, and that'll...
That is true. I'm out of...
Which guest was just so happy that they could just let it go? Do you remember that? I mean, it's been a few.
Stephen Lynch was pretty happy.
Stephen Lynch.
He was, because he could sing those songs, yeah. Who else that we were just like, it feels weird to cuss in here?
There was a guy.
Was it Bob Zaney? Maybe it was
Zaney or Drew, maybe.
Maybe it was
something.
Drew. Yeah.
Zaney said like cocksucker and all sorts of stuff.
Zaney?
Yes. Didn't he?
It's the new Zaney.
I have to work with him Saturday, thanks.
He dropped 50 pounds and now he knows it's like a sailor.
You sure he's not Zaney?
Zaney.
Oh, Zaney?
Oh, hey now. Is that like Bennifer when it was...
These aren't on, are they?
No, it's okay. We're off the air,
that's
Christy.
Right.
It's fine.
We're off the air. The only other podcast I've ever done was Bob Zaney's.
Really?
Yep. You're my second podcast.
We haven't done...
I wish you were my first, but I can't say that.
You're our
first female guest.
Mm-hmm. Really?
All
that
guys...
That was per my request.
Up till now.
I said no girls until Christy. That's,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You know us dumb guys. We didn't even really think of it. Go, oh, yeah, I guess that would be good. Yeah. So what have you been up to?
About?
What have you been up to? What have you been doing?
You guys are like brother and sister.
Yeah, we're almost too familiar.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. Like, I kept thinking if my brother was in here, I'd be like, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
See, when you just said that.
Oh, yeah. She leads the episodes, every episode. She cusses
I hear
the
we
most.
Count the Fs that you say, right?
Isn't
that
well, okay? Just
in general.
In general. All curse words, not just.
I can tell you this. This coffee has really overheated me.
Has it?
A lot of caffeine.
Do we have to turn? This is what we can talk about.
Mm.
I freeze my ass off
in
here
great idea.
Every day because
you're comfortable now, though, right?
Yes, because Jason and I set it at 70.
Son of a bitch!
And then he comes in every morning. First
every
thing,
morning, every morning. I get here and I try to when she's
you're
busy.
The one that fucks with the thermostat.
Here's the best part.
Yeah.
Oh. Here's the best part. We both look at each other like, we're not going to say anything.
This morning, because I worked out this morning, and when I work out some days, I'm like a heat pump. I just keep going. Mm-hmm. I can't cool down. So I was really hot today, and I had my hat off and everything, and I'm over here fanning myself, and Christy's giving me the shit look.
I finally got up, and I go, I'll turn it down.
Okay. I'll turn it down. I didn't want to know how you got in charge of it, because there's four people in here,
but she's
and
the
one
lady.
Girl, and then all of a sudden it's up to you. Where
I compromised at 68 because you guys had set it at like 65.
You can say 69. 66. We're a podcast. It's okay.
69. But we compromised on 68. I thought that was an unwritten rule.
I think girls primarily get colder. Mm-hmm. Or they're hotter when they go. What is it?
No, you're
the opposite.
Cold. You're run cold.
I'm cold all the time.
Except in the middle of the night. Turn the fan off.
It gets hot.
I sleep with my ceiling fan on every night.
There you go.
There's a tidbit.
Really?
What if it comes unhooked? What if it
and cuts my head off? Thanks. I think about that a lot.
You do think about that?
Yes.
Falls off?
I've
never
thought
of that. I can tell.
I have thought of that.
See, they are related.
I've thought of that. And I can't. Here's my other phobia. Underpasses. I cannot stop under a pass.
I was going to say underpants. Anybody else? Underpants?
No, I like
you
underpants.
Fear underpants?
I can't be under.
You can't stop.
Like
you can go under
like
them, but you can't stop.
I can't stop under them.
Yeah.
Freak me out.
I don't like going next to a semi because I'm afraid if it hits it, and it happens.
Oh,
it happens every year, it seems like, that I'm like, if it hits it, I'm toast or it's going to flip me or something. That's my fear. I can sit under them. Big
no,
deal.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like being on top of them. That big ramp that you come to get here, sometimes you have to sit on it.
I'd rather be on top than on bottom. Yeah.
There you go.
Are you talking about?
We gotta
watch
see, you
this.
Know when you
watch
know on
this.
The big show when you guys.
Hey, Christy, you're talking about fucking? What are we talking about?
Talking about the overpass again. Not
you'd rather be on the bottom.
Overpass.
You'd rather be on top than on the bottom.
Rather be on top than on the bottom.
Well, how about the big one?
And you'd rather show your top than your bottom. Which
I'd
one are you there?
Rather show my bottom than my top.
Okay.
I'm more comfortable bottomless than topless. Yes.
That's that. She
said
that
on
the big
the
time
air.
Show.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Not
okay.
off here.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a preference?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to go both at the same time.
She
I'd
was,
go one or the other.
She was, am I telling telling
I'm
tales?
Not, I have no idea what
no,
you're
I mean,
say.
People who went to high school with you, there was a certain summer where you.
I was naked most of the time.
Well, she was naked a lot.
Yeah.
In front of other people?
She would flash.
Just, it would just flash and
see,
moon and just
that.
Dumb things like that.
I don't skinny dip. I've never, no.
We skinny dip.
We skinny dip.
Well, good for you.
It was a long time ago.
Jason, have you ever skinny dipped?
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
With us? Bullshit.
Have you really?
I call bullshit.
It was out of state.
With another person? Time out. With another person.
Yes.
With your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay,
well,
good.
Of course with his wife. Wait a minute. Your wife skinny dipped?
Yeah, it was on our honeymoon, actually.
Oh, where were
cool,
you?
New Hampshire.
You went to
cold.
New Hampshire on your honeymoon?
That sounds cold.
Yeah, it was a little chilly.
I'll take that.
It was a little chilly. It was
this.
Summertime.
Who the fuck goes to New Hampshire for their
June.
Honeymoon?
But that it sounds was, pretty.
Yeah, it was great. Really going to judge me? I won't go to New Hampshire. Are you serious?
Hey, where'd you go on your honeymoon?
Yeah, let's judge. Let's judge Jason, the only one still married
yeah.
in the room.
Hello.
Let's see. Where did
maybe
I go?
Maybe we all should have gone to New Hampshire.
Well, maybe we should have. So, Christy.
Oh, my God. I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
Yes, you are. Maybe we should have got married, then we wouldn't have got married.
What?
Oh,
did you see how she rushed my aid there?
I think that's good. I'm good. That's good.
What is your status these days?
Me and her?
Yeah.
We're friends.
We,
BFF.
We, it's.
And none of those Fs are.
For fucking.
I thought that would get a bigger
there
laugh.
There are a couple. There's a couple of movies we're going with. Actually, it's complicated.
Why do you always do this?
Because
I said this as a joke one time to get you to calm the fuck down. I said it's complicated. Just go with it. And I was like, oh, huh, that's two titles to movies. And so now all the time he said that's what it is. It's not that complicated.
No, it's not that complicated.
No, you're we're right. friends.
Okay,
dearest friend in the whole world, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, it varies from day to day.
Okay, well, now I'm awkward.
No, not awkward.
It's not awkward?
Yeah, I'm a little awkward. What about you, Jason? No, I believe me. Right, I'm good right now.
Jason's had a front row seat for this.
He's getting hot again.
Are you getting
Christy,
hot?
You might need to turn the air down.
No, I'm fine. No, no, don't do that. No.
Yeah.
I got it. I'll set it at 68. It's good.
So, Christy, you've been on the radio
forever.
What was your first radio job?
My first radio job was WNON in Lebanon. I was 16 years old. No radio.
WNON?
That really wasn't the call letter. I mean,
well,
that
should have been.
They were the call letters, but in my little world, it was no. Well, no, at 16, I was grateful to have a job. What am I saying?
Yeah, remember those days when you just couldn't wait to get on the air?
Couldn't wait. Now I call it no radio because it's no longer. It doesn't exist. But there are some great stories, you know, where you had to lean out the door of the, it was on the town square in this little town of Lebanon, Indiana, and you had to lean out the front door and look at the bank to see what the temperature was. Yeah. And the one time that I did that and locked myself out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always good. And you had to go down the fire station, walk down the fire station, and they'd have a key and they'd go to lock yourself out again. Yeah.
So, are you kidding?
No.
How old were you? 16?
16.
Wow, yeah. You beat me by 2 years.
Well, we had a high school radio program. I don't think you guys had
that. Oh, yeah,
did
you're
you?
A West Side girl.
West Side girl, yeah. Our high school was very, very instrumental.
Ben Davis, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. And my radio teacher, Dana Webb, who I owe all of this to, and I thank him regularly for pushing me. So I'm really grateful that I had that opportunity.
So then from Lebanon to where? It was Indianapolis,
I stayed.
Right?
I've never left. I've been here my whole life, career-wise.
Right here in Indiana.
Yeah, and then I went to WIRE, AM 1430. We were a country music powerhouse.
That wasn't Doug Dahlgren days, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was.
Was Doug there?
Doug was there. He was there late.
I remember the first time I saw a radio commercial here in Indianapolis, it was for the new... Doug Dahlgren show, WIRE, and the joke in the show in the commercial was, yeah, we don't play that country shit anymore. And they bleeped out shit. So
yeah,
and they were like,
maybe I didn't work there. I was there definitely when it was country, because I had a cowboy hat and I got to meet Eddie Rabbit. It was the first famous person I ever met.
Eddie
Rabbit. I loved Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, Eddie Rabbit's the shit.
Oh, I love the rainy night.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I used to get to play Pure Prairie League, and I thought that was the.
Do you know Eddie Rabbit's daughter is named Bunny?
That's a lie.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely the
truth.
That
is true. And she's a fan of the Bob and Tom show.
Really?
Bunny Rabbit loves every time we the Bob and Tom show.
Bring up her dad. May he rest in peace.
Did you know that Larry Bird's daughter's name is Larry? I told Chick that once.
That's not true.
Believed,
no.
Larry Ann.
Larry
sadly,
Ann.
Sadly, she looks just like
him. Guys.
Hey, come on. Anyway,
now she's not going to come on the podcast.
Now she won't be on the show.
I have a Larry Bird story.
Oh, okay.
Is this interesting?
Yeah, when you were at the Pacers?
I used to work for the Indiana Pacers. I was a sideline reporter, and I used that term loosely. I didn't know much about basketball, and I got hired back in the days when ESPN2 hit the air, and mm-hmm. everybody was trying to do that, let's do sports like entertainment cool thing. So I was brought in as kind of like a lighthearted moments for mm-hmm. the show. And I was, Larry Bird had been, you know, brought in as a head coach, and I was in one of his first meetings, maybe in general manager at the time, I can't remember, one of the two. And we were packed into this room, and there was all guys and me, and I'm way in the back because I didn't want anybody to even see me. And we get through the news conference, and Larry and his Larry, and all of a sudden he pipes up and he goes, hey, is a girl going to ask a question?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And I go, no, thank you, Mr. Bird.
Mr. Bird.
All right.
Yeah. I was kind of intimidated.
I bet. I've never met Larry. Never seen him.
Since then, we have, you know, met and talked on many occasions. He's mm-hmm. got a lovely wife I've met on a few times and worked out with. But, yeah, he kind of scared me a little bit. And he knew that. That's why he was singing.
Probably why he did it.
Yeah, of course.
He was showing off to the guys.
Sure he was. Mm-hmm.
So then you were on Wire, and then you came over here to Q95?
Oh, gosh, no, Chick. No? Oh, no.
Arby's was in there somewhere, right?
Arby's. Oh, that was in high school. That was before my radio days.
Oh, that was
I was riding my bike.
Pre-16?
Oh, yeah, 15, riding my bike to work. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I worked at Arby's through the week, and I would work in the radio station on the weekend. I was a hard-working kid.
Oh, did you work at 15. The Arby's across the street from the high school?
Heck yeah, baby. That was.
I lived in that apartment complex that is actually just west of that, yeah.
My boyfriend Mark Rice used to live there when I was in sixth, seventh grade, whatever grade it was. He was in Lowe's apartment.
Yeah. Arby's, you ready? America's Roast Beef. Yes, sir. Arby's.
That's what that stands for?
That was the commercial when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's what it's. I think it's RB.
We always said we wanted to go to Terrence Trent Darby's. How bad is that?
Thanks, Jason. That's Jason, everybody. Yeah.
He was big back in the day.
Yeah, he did. My mom loved that album. I remember the cover.
Wishing Well?
Yep.
That was a great song.
Mm-hmm. That is a good song. So anyway, Arby's,
No, this
Wire.
Is boring. Wire.
What? No.
And I worked at WNAP.
Did you work with Cochran?
I worked with all those guys, but it was only weekends. But the cool thing about it was I got to work in the old building. And for those of you who are Indianapolis radio fans and those of you who are listening nationwide, you don't care about this, but in Indianapolis, WNAP, when I was growing up, was the radio station. Mm-hmm. Yep. They had all the cool jocks. You wanted to be associated with that radio station. And I dreamt of the day that I would get to do that. And Chris Connor, God bless him, finally hired me as a weekender back in the early 80s, like 1980 probably. And then they moved into a new building up on North Meridian Street, and I was one of the few people that worked both buildings. So I was there at the end of the era and then the beginning of the new era, so that was kind of cool. And then I came here, and I've been here ever since.
Where was your TV? You had some early TV.
Oh, you worked as an engineer
stuff,
on Channel
right?
6, right?
Oh, yeah, I was a television engineer.
Where was that at? Where was this?
Well, I worked radio all part-time. Right. I didn't have a full-time radio job till Bob and Tom hired me. Yeah, how funny is that, huh? Yeah, I just did weekends.
Yeah.
No, I did TV.
How'd you get your job here? You were part time or what?
Oh God! Did you see her face?
No, I got offered that, and I didn't get my job early enough. Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, there was a program director here in the past who said and I didn't, and so it took me a couple extra years, but I ended up here where I belonged. Thank you very much.
Really?
Oh, damn. Yeah. That was a bad day.
Hmm.
That was a bad day.
So you weren't actually on the air other than the Bob and Tom show, right? I mean, did you have a shift?
On Q.
An air show on
Q? Yeah,
Q?
I did weekends here forever.
You did weekends and then they just came in and said, hey, why don't you do our news? Or?
Well, I used to do weekends and I used to do, because I worked at Channel 6, the ABC affiliate here in town, WRTV, and I was a television engineer, as Jason mentioned.
He wore the hat.
I was a pioneer. Oh. I was a pioneer for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because of that, I only could work weekends. And I would work Sunday night into Monday morning. And then Bob and Tom would come in on Monday morning, and I kind of hung out a little bit, you know, in that first hour, just kind of hanging out. And
A little bit.
And then they wanted to hire a female, and they brought in, they had a couple girls, I think, before me. And I moved away for a short time, and then when I was gone, they called and said, hey, we're going to, you know.
The first time I met you, you were getting ready to leave.
The first time?
For Albuquerque, first time I met you. Mm-hmm. And it was in some sort of big staff meeting way in the back when the staff meetings used to be back there.
Yeah.
And this is Christy, and she'll be leaving. But I was doing afternoons on Windy, so I really wasn't allowed to talk to Christy. Yeah.
And then I was gone for
You were gone.
6 months, 7 months, year. And then I came back.
Thank God. Yes, you came back.
Was Marty here at that time?
Marty...
Yes.
When you came
back? No, Marty was here when I came back.
When you came
back. Marty was here when
I came back. Yeah, Marty answered the door the very first day when I came back.
Because Bear Man was here when you left,
right? Kind of scared me. You know what?
Don't know?
I drank a lot back then. I don't really remember a whole lot.
I don't either.
If I could remember my life, I'm sure it's really cool. People tell me I did some great, cool things.
I remember Bear Man asked me if I wanted to go to Buffalo, New York and do afternoons or something one day and work for a friend of his. But he called me into his office, and he's behind his desk, and he turned up the stereo for some reason, and then started having the meeting. So I don't know what that meant. It was
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I thought it was a little odd. But
Bear Man, I remember him. He was a big guy.
What do you say, guys? Bear Man would line up candy bars for each hour of his on-air.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there'd be a Snickers and Mr. Goodbar and a Milky Way.
Really?
And
mm-hmm.
He was close to four bills, probably.
Really?
Big guy.
Bear
Man. Remember him.
What year did you come here?
April 1st. April 1st, 1986.
Oh, yeah. I'd been here long before you.
Yeah.
I started here in 82, I think.
Yeah.
Like my start date, part-time, but, you know.
Kent Jones hired me.
Yeah, I
Pete
remember
Hamels.
Kent.
Pete Hamill was our music director.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Hamill kept trying to get me into a Bible study group.
Aww.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and it was fine, but it was a little bit, it got to be obnoxious.
And he worked here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Music. Well, he went to Bible study?
Oh. On the AM.
On the AM.
Okay.
Oldies.
Yeah.
Oldies.
So what was your impression of Bob and Tom?
I'm sorry, I don't do impressions. Thank you very much. Oh.
Well, when Bob and Tom first got here, I was really pissed off because I really liked our morning guy at the time.
Yeah.
And so...
What was his name?
Mike Griffin or Steve Cooper?
Cooper.
I remember Super Cooper. Duper Steve Cooper.
Yeah.
And I love Steve Cooper. And so I... And he... I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. You know, what are they doing bringing these yahoos in here? And
couple of punks.
Yeah. Taking Steve Cooper's job. And then they did that billboard thing, and I thought, oh, God, this is not going to be good. And here I am.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later.
It's not been that long, has it?
Oh, yeah.
I guess it has.
Yeah.
Because I've been here 27.
No, in March was 30 years. 83, this is 2013. Yeah.
Did I mention I started when I was 10?
There you go.
Yeah. I had my first radio job when I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's what's so hard about life, isn't it? You don't feel old, but you look old, and it's killing me.
No. Just the number the number in your pocket seems to be getting bigger. You're not, I mean, both of you, are forever young.
We all know that I'm aging in reverse. We all know that.
Right. You are.
Oh, God.
You look magnificent.
I'm sorry, what, Christy? I didn't hear that.
Magnificent.
Christy, don't.
Could you put in a adjective before magnificent?
You look positively magnificent.
She won't do
We're
it.
Searching for fucking. Come on.
No, because you know what? When I worked with Christy on the tour and she would say fuck, half of them would laugh and half of them would go. they don't know what to do.
They thought I was a good girl. The only time I can do it.
Is on stage?
Is on stage and I go. Tom's a fucking asshole.
Yep, that's true. That's
true. The only time I get away with it. Mm-hmm. See, you guys are laughing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I say it because I love, right?
Mm-hmm. But I know that there were a couple of times we'd have hecklers, and Chris would be like, shut the fuck up, you know? And because that's how everybody felt, even the audience. And even then, they're like.
Then I get a gasp.
Yeah. And
because
then,
they pushed me to the.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I try to keep it clean in whatever it is that I do when I'm on the tour. But I digress. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? Oh, getting older. Yeah, I cannot. I'm not doing very well with that.
I don't know
coming
anyone
to
who
grips
does,
with
Darla.
It.
Yeah, but you had kids a little later.
They
keep you young.
Yeah, to a certain extent, but you know,
it's everybody else in your life that's making you older.
Yeah, maybe that is it. But I don't know. I've really had a hard time lately with that. This is off the air right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of all your birthdays, which one is the one that you struggled the most
with?
Yeah.
I know her answer, but you go ahead.
You don't even get to answer, you little punk.
I was going to say, obvious.
She's only
32. 30. Yeah. Am I 30? No, I'll
You're
be 32.
You're going to be 32.
Yeah.
You're a kid.
Yeah,
You're
I know.
A kid.
I know.
But yeah,
I would
but you
die
weren't there.
To be 30
you
again.
You weren't there for her 30th birthday party.
Did you cry a lot?
I cried and drank myself into a coma.
No.
Let me think. Her 30th birthday party was like...
Chick got me a cotton candy machine, and I was just cotton candy and fucking shots the whole time, and I just passed out.
Do you remember the Gulf War? That was kind of her 30th birthday party.
There were people calling to check on me for days.
Actually, it's a funny story because her 30th birthday party, you know, I got like cotton candy machine. Me and a couple of her friends, Chrissy.
Just things that I like.
Chrissy and Nick, we got cotton candy. We got these Jello shots. We got a bartender who was incredibly hilarious. And so the evening.
Slightly mentally disabled.
A little bit mentally challenged.
All right.
True story. But anyway, that's what you get for 30 bucks for the evening. So. me and another buddy of ours, Matt, he likes to do Irish car bombs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd had like shots and Irish car bombs and everything. So all of a sudden at like, I'm not sure what time it was. I look around and I'm like, I'm not going to be standing very much longer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed. So I go upstairs, open the bedroom door, go in the bathroom, throw up, open the door, get into bed. She's already in bed, sound asleep, already passed out from her 30th birthday party. And this is like 8 o'clock, 8:30, somewhere around in there.
That was bad. Ooh,
yeah, it was a bad deal. That was a bad deal.
No, I haven't had any problem in public.
Okay.
Uh-huh. With birthdays?
Okay.
Not that anyone would know. Mm-hmm. I've just done it in private. And it's just the last couple years really.
I don't think it ever, whatever year it is, I don't think anyone does very well. Unless you're like, got to get to 21 or 25 or whatever. But starting with 30, I think all of them suck. I don't know what it is.
And your body starts falling apart and you look at these young girls and you're like, I used to maybe try to look like that. And I don't know. It's just real depressing. And then you get to that. Here's a good question. You know, plastic surgery or no plastic surgery? Mm-hmm. You know, so many of my friends have had so much stuff done and I haven't done anything. And now I'm on that teeter-totter of, do I start that slippery slope? Do I not start? I
mean, because there's a fine line between too much and just enough. And
where is that line?
A good plastic surgeon is hard to find.
And it's so scary and, you know, but I
there's a lot that can go wrong.
I can't say I haven't thought about it.
Sure.
And there are a lot of procedures that aren't, you know, invasive, you know, like that.
I know a guy who was married and... His wife started getting Botox, and it totally changed the way she looked. And it was like, this is not the person I married.
No.
Yeah, it was not good.
No, I don't really want to do that. I'm just, I don't know. It's just the whole, your friends at this age start like dying, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost another one 2 days ago. It's like, what the heck?
It is weird. I know what you mean at a different stage in my life because I'm at a point now where I have friends' parents who are passing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we are now our parents and our parents are our grandparents. You know what I mean? Like I'm not a kid anymore.
No.
I mean, I know that I'm young but it's just when you realize that you're going to funerals for friends' parents that you grew up with. I mean, this parent was a part of your life, and it's like, shit.
Yeah, but you know what, Jess? Your kids are going to be grown and gone, and you're still going to be, like, young. I'm going to be a fucking senior citizen.
That is true.
When my youngest is out of college, I'm going to be 60, okay? Think about that.
But here's what I would like to do.
Not even out of college. I think that's in college.
I want to get drunk.
I do, too.
So what do you think? That's a good question, because there's a lot of... When you're at school functions, we're on both ends of this.
Right.
Where I am young for my kids. Mm-hmm. My kids are in first grade and third grade. And I'm 32 years old. And there are a lot of parents who are in their 40s.
I have a fifth grader. And I'm 52 years old. So
right.
See?
Yeah. So what was the better option?
Oh, I don't think there's one better option. I know my sister had her children like you, young, and now, you know, my sister and my brother-in-law, you know, way empty nesters, and they are traveling all the time and doing all this great stuff, and he's about to retire, and, you know, she's, you know, 50.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I'm a little jealous.
See, here's what I would like
but
to do.
But then again, my 20s rocked.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Is to bring a bunch of ladies your age, and I bet I could pick 10 random ones, and you would go, you know what? I'm not doing too bad.
Oh, I'm not
complaining.
What I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Oh, believe me, I have nothing to complain about.
You play the field way below your age, is what
I'm
saying.
Where was I this weekend? Oh, I was at my most famous... Top five favorite place in the world.
What's that?
Edinburgh Outlet Mall.
I was there last weekend.
Were you?
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, Louisville.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was there that weekend, too. Anyway, I went into Adidas or one of them, and there was this woman there, and I literally had to stop because I was going to, Mr. Smart Aleck, yikes!
Oh,
because she was like so
tight,
stretched and tight, you know, and the... You know, baby looked pretty. Started putting lipstick on. It was not good.
Okay. Yeah. And Jason, you're absolutely right. I have nothing to... my life is really, really good. I know that. And it's... But Chick brings up a good point. I can bring 10 of my girlfriends in here right now in my age group who are single, attractive, successful, wonderful women, and they can't buy dates. And girls like that, we get to a point where we don't think that men will look at us anymore because they all want the 25, 30-year-olds. And it's a real fine
more
line.
More like 21, it's, 25.
Well, you know, whatever it is, it's a really scary time.
It's a big change.
For women in their 50s.
Is anybody really happy? Anybody in the face of the fucking
world?
Does
anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody really give a shit? You know, I don't think anybody's happy. I don't know how people...
You don't think anybody's happy? There are days when you're happy.
NFL season, I'm happy. It's really left a big void this season. Jason's happy.
Jason's got a nice wife, some beautiful children. He's got a garden.
I work here, though, keep in mind. So I'm not totally happy.
That's true. If you want to be honest, that's the landscape of this place has changed drastically in the last 5 years. And it's different.
You know, I never will forget... like about 10 years ago, and I'm forgetting, as I said, I never will forget. Mm-hmm. No, someone said in our circle, Witt said this like 10 years ago. He goes, you know, we're going to look up and realize that this was the best times of our lives right now. And it sure was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go to the Bahamas.
Like
great.
I'm going to say 3 years ago, November, probably the best time.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm kidding.
Now I'm standing up for her. Don't do that.
That's your job as my sister. Tell me when I'm being an idiot.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do with my brother daily. Yes. So are you in a relationship right now, Miss Christy? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Same one I've been in forever.
Tom.
3 years. Yep.
Tommy D.
Little Elvis. Yeah. Yep.
Love that guy.
He's a good man. He's a very good man.
Good man.
He's got good hair.
He's got great hair.
Mm-hmm. In fact, his hair, he's traveling a lot now for his job to New Hampshire, of all places.
What?
Yes.
New Hampshire's for lovers. That's what I heard.
It better not be for
lovers. No, I'm kidding.
And he was on his way yesterday, he was going to New Hampshire, and there was a little problem, but this gentleman who works at the airport, one of the guys who wears the vest, you know, that does the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Recognize Tom. Apparently he does his bags all the time, you know, because you have to check your gate, check your bag. Yeah. And he was saying, well, you got some great hair. Wow. And so he'd been talking about his hair for the last couple of weeks or last couple of months. And so yesterday there was a delay at the airport and the guy was standing there talking to him and he goes, you know what? He goes, with hair like that, you got to be a rock and roll fan. You miss Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons was at the airport and Ace Cosby had lunch with him.
Oh,
so he got the whole dish on Ace. And
that's funny.
Ace just walked by here
a second
ago.
Ace is like my best friend.
I had to call him.
Ace
always walks by during the podcast.
He'll listen. He'll pull us up on the router.
I think he walks back here. Yeah, he walks back here and acts like he's doing something, but he's just seeing if there's somebody on that he wants to listen to.
So I called him last night. I go, you're having lunch with Gene Simmons and you don't even tell me what's going on? Yeah. So we got to catch up. Maybe you should have Ace on your podcast. There you go.
He's in the shoot.
He's got some stories.
Yeah, but I don't know if he'll...
He cannot tell you any stories about me.
You were in that Kiss...
I was in the Kiss Army.
...community for a while.
I don't know if it was Kiss Army. That was like Kiss VIP.
Well, yeah. That was good. And
Mother Kulik didn't care for you? Is that the...
Mom Kulik did not care for me. For those of you who just tuned in.
Yes. Bring us up to date.
Back in the 80s, about 1984, 85, there was a wonderful band out there called Kiss.
And Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons
were still there, but they kind of rotated their guitar players for a while.
And Peter Criss was... Yeah, where was he?
No, Peter Criss was gone.
Eric Carr was the drummer.
Right. And it all kind of started with Eric, but we'll leave that part out of the story. And then... A year or so later, I met this gentleman, and he said he was Mark St. John, because Mark St. John was who was on the bill for Kiss that night. Well, Mark St. John had gotten injured, and they brought Bruce in to play Market Square Arena.
Oh.
And so after the show, it kind of came out, and Ace kind of told me, he goes, that's not really Mark St. John, that's Bruce Kulik. And Bruce and I became friends, and next thing you know, we became more than friends, and I got to kind of date for about a year, and I went to New York City to spend a couple of weeks in the summertime when they were off tour, and Bruce was from Queens, and I got to meet his mom and dad. Very Jewish.
Oh, very Jewish.
You're not Jewish. Those of you who are just listening, I'm very Catholic.
Blonde, blue eyes, short, blonde.
Small nose.
Bruce is like 6'3", dark hair.
Shiksa Peel.
So I walk into the apartment in Queens, And Mrs. Kulik was not so excited to meet me.
I bet not.
Mr. Kulik, on the other hand.
Big fan.
Big fan. Call me the cheerleader for the rest of my life. I was known as the cheerleader. In fact, to this day, Bruce, you know,
whatever happened to that cheerleader?
Yeah, his father passed away about a year or two ago. It was about a year ago. And he sent me an email about it, and he said, I know that my dad would want you to know because you're always one of his favorites. Okay, thank you, I guess.
But. Where were we? We were somewhere in Florida, and Grand Funk was playing, and Bruce was playing guitar with Grand Funk.
Well, and they came up here, too, right?
They came up.
It was in West Palm.
West Palm, that's right.
He was with somebody here at the Shack 5-6 years ago.
Very nice
I remember,
guy.
Yeah,
Bruce is a great guy. Yeah, we're still very good friends. Nice guy. We probably talk at least 2 or 3 times a year. I sent him a text the other day about something, and he goes, wow, what did I do right to get a text from you today? It was very sweet. I'm like, yeah,
it was the same with me and Selma Hayek back in the day.
Really?
We'll forget.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have any famous stories like that.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Joe Montana has your phone.
Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann. Whatever. I knew it was
it's
a Joe.
The Joe. A hot Joe.
I'm not going to kiss Joe Theismann unless we win the Super Bowl. Right on the mouth, Joey.
I think I'd kiss Joe Theismann. He's handsome.
Joe Theismann kisses her every time
he sees
her.
On the mouth, every time we see him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jess.
He's a
How are you?
Man. Oh,
sweet Lord.
How's he shaped, Jess?
Like an upside down triangle. His little waist goes down like this. I bet you can see his hip bones.
Oh, look at you. You're good.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay. Sorry.
I would say his trumps yours. I mean, really, to hang out with Joe Theismann, go to a game with him.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's up there for a guy. Other than a girl.
Well, no, but I mean, she had it was romance. I mean.
There was a little romance there.
I've never been romantic.
There's some ladies who can say that Chick McGee was, you know, their.
I don't.
Their kiss. Their kiss guitarist.
The forum. No, don't do that. Comedy tour information.
Do you think there are people like guys and girls out there who think we're like their kiss?
Yes, you are.
No.
Oh, yes, you are.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
I think you've always, Christy, you've always underestimated your effect on fans.
Oh, totally.
Thank you.
Except for that. Boy, and where was that?
Oh,
Nebraska.
God. Really?
I remember that.
A young fellow?
Hey,
Hey,
Jason, I think we're going to stop the show now.
No,
go
it's
ahead.
Not time.
Are you
to...
sure? I think.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, are we done?
No, we're not.
I was kidding. Gosh.
Hey, we have a sponsor, Chick.
Oh, we
do?
We do? Who wants to talk about the monthly filter club?
I do, because I don't know what it is.
Here's what it is.
You'll love it.
Yeah, they're proud sponsors of the Off the Air podcast, and they're very. We met Ian. I met Ian for the first time a couple days ago.
Ian's from my county, by the way.
All right, enough.
Ian
Everybody
Bruce.
Knows you. We got it.
Hancock County.
MonthlyFilterClub.com wants to know, when was the last time you changed your heating and cooling system filter, Christy? When was that?
When the heating and cooling guy came.
See what happens.
2 months ago?
You sign up, and magically a filter appears at your door, and you just replace it. And then
Have to call a guy.
And you don't have to call
a guy. You know
what? Or go to the hardware store.
I couldn't change my furnace filter if I had to.
Oh, sure you can.
Chick will come over and help you.
Okay.
Done.
Deal.
Depending on your filter type, Christy, changing your filter on a monthly basis is the most important thing you can do to extend the life of your system and improve air quality. You sit at home and you breathe like this. No, you get that's a dirty filter.
Oh, I can be dirty.
A clean filter is like
monthlyfilterclub.com.
They'll ship one high quality pleated air filter to your door as you need it, cheaper than you'd pay at the big hardware stores. Never forget to change your filter again. Shipping is free at Monthly Filter Club, and their pleated filters are made in the USA, so you can breathe fresh American air like a bald eagle.
That's real.
Let that soak in.
And be sure to check out the monthlyfilterclub.com commercial with Donnie Baker. Plus,
I saw that this weekend, by the way.
And there's a link on chickmcgee.com. Save time, save money, save your heating and cooling system. Visit monthlyfilterclub.com today for your monthly filter.
I love everything that's happening right now.
I'm glad you read that quickly so we could get it in before we go.
Go where?
Where are we going?
No, he just reads it like he's on the morning show, like he has 60 seconds to get that out, and he reads so fast.
I'm,
and
I'm sorry. Like, am I fast? Like, was it really fast?
You were fine.
Did everybody hear Monthly Filter
no,
Club?
No, I heard all of it, but I just always think that you're like going to glance up at the clock.
I do.
I know.
Do.
I've see
been doing it for a long time. I do.
Is this how long we've been doing this?
No. It's a little bit longer than that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Say it seems a lot longer.
This is the longest fucking podcast I've ever been on.
It is not.
Is it bad?
No, it's not bad.
Why is it every podcast?
What is it about our podcast? Every guest looks at us and goes, bad? Is this bad?
I know.
You've said it.
I've said it. You've
said
it.
Oh, I do it all the time.
You know, I'm afraid that I am so uninteresting that why would anyone?
Oh, no. Are you serious? People have requested you to be a guest on this podcast more than anybody else.
More than anybody.
Because they love you.
Do you know who's second?
Bob.
Nope.
Who?
Dean Metcalf.
Dean.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And he will not be on this podcast as long as there's breath in my body.
He just flipped you off.
Just kidding. Dean has some great stories that he can remember, too, because he's sober now.
See? Oddly enough, here's my problem.
Wow.
I miss Drunk Dean, and I think a little of you misses Drunk Dean, too.
Everybody misses. I miss my drunk brother. Well, I don't miss my drunk brother.
Here's what I didn't like about it, is we'd go to lunch, and Dean would be like, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm headed home. I'll have a beer or two. And I had no idea that we were helping.
But that's who. But
I know.
That's not the case.
Nobody
that's
knew,
the case
but that's
with
weird.
Everything.
After the fact, it was weird. I like.
But
I
how many people can you say that about? That's not.
Me.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're getting started. So, hey, if anybody wants to witness Chick's alcoholism spiral
that's
out of control.
That's not true at all. I haven't had a drink since.
Yesterday.
Saturday.
Saturday?
Saturday.
You didn't drink yesterday.
I did not drink a drop yesterday.
Don't lie.
Honestly, I did not.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to say Honest Engine?
Yeah.
Yes, we say that all the time.
Honest Engine.
I didn't know that it was
your
derogatory.
Chick and I grew up in a very similar background and a lot of the isms that we have, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
similar moms probably.
It's a little different. Christy's still close to her mom.
Here's
close.
Because she's alive.
I did send her flowers, and we went to dinner on Mother's Day, and she kissed me, and it was good. And she came to my daughter's soccer game, and she didn't bitch too much, so it was all good.
My mom was pretty much the atom bomb of moms.
If you had to choose one, this is our Mother's Day podcast.
Okay.
A little bit after Mother's Day. Yeah. Yes.
What is the most positive memory you have about your mother?
Oh gosh.
No, but seriously, if you could remember something, like was there ever a time you were sick and she comforted you or a birthday or
there was a
trip to the laundromat.
That
I did like going. I did like going to the laundromat.
I know you did.
I thought
did.
That was fun. We'd get in the car and drive somewhere, and they'd let me play in the cart. And
mm-hmm. It's because of Chick that last summer I took my kids to the laundromat just because I was like, I want them to have that memory. They had a blast.
That and
they
the
had
dryer,
a blast.
And the dryer was broken. Be honest.
And our dryer was broken.
Those carts are a lot of fun. Gosh.
You made it out like we're making an adventure.
I made it out like that. I don't know if my kids knew the dryer was broken.
You know what?
You're actually forced into it.
I've got to be honest. The saner I get and the older I get, I know that my mom, when I was 10 years old, my mom would have been 27.
Right.
I mean, she had me when I was 17. And,
right.
You know, you throw that into the mix and borderline.
You guys grew up together.
I can say this about her. I'm pretty sure she had a personality disorder. At least she was bipolar. Whatever. But she did the best she could.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't anything really. You know, it made me what
we are today.
Yeah. Good or bad, whatever it is, my sense of humor came from, you know, you get hit in the head with a pool cue, you start laughing about stuff. So
that's
what are
not
you gonna do?
Where I was anticipating
no,
the story to go.
There was a point in my life, I think in like, it must have been kindergarten.
Okay.
She would get up and make me breakfast in the morning.
Okay.
I remember that, like poached eggs and crackers. Aww,
yeah,
that was good. That was good.
There you go.
But then, one day,
God damn it.
Then one day, I was out there, and this is probably where I get my promptness and my earliness and my never lateness.
Uh-huh.
I was in the alley. There was a one-way alley to pick up kids, and I was there, and she wasn't there. So I, waited and waited and waited, never there. So I just went ahead and walked home, and she had no idea.
In kindergarten.
I had no idea I knew how to walk home. So she goes, well, I didn't know you could walk home. Well,
See you later.
See you later.
So she never came and got you again.
She never came and got me again.
Oh, no.
No. No, that was a mistake.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm. That was where the abandonment issue started.
Well, Christy and I have a tie from when I was young that we grew up on the same side of town.
Yep.
Until I moved to the east side when I was in I don't know, fourth or fifth grade.
East Side.
But Christy owned...
One of my husbands owned.
Her husband owned at the time, a couple of the bars that my mom worked at.
I am certain that your mom was in one of at least the Hop.
Her mom and actually my grandma and her mom.
Her mom was.
Yeah, my mom was at the Hop a lot.
All the time.
I plainly remember you and I were there one night with the hose.
The bikini, the oranges,
yeah. and the whipped cream on the beer bottles, and we were doing a contest there. Jack hired us to do that, and we were there that evening, and I bet you anything.
Jess was in the kitchen
sitting on a milk crate.
As a kid, my mom, if she could not find a babysitter, I would sit on... You know what? And I tell this story, and everybody's like, when I first told you this story, you were horrified.
I was horrified.
I felt horrible because I didn't tell you that
because my mom didn't have a babysitter,
well, and that's what we had to do.
It's just that...
As a mother, you think, oh my God, you know, if your kid was sitting back there.
Well, yeah, and the fact that, you know, I didn't want anybody to get in trouble or I don't know what the rules are, but I don't think kids being in the kitchen at the Hop
probably not. But you know what? It was
Wait, she put a sign up there, no kids in the kitchen.
When I was that age, that was awesome. That was awesome. I was in there and I was sitting on a milk crate and I had a coloring book and I could hear my mom talking on the microphone.
She was a DJ.
She was a DJ at the bar and I would have a basket of fries and a Shirley Temple.
Sure.
And all kinds of cherries in there, and it was just, and I could peek through the window and open the door and see my mom out there, and it's just, I didn't think it was bad. I honestly didn't know that I probably shouldn't be there.
Whenever I start with a new therapist, I'll tell them a story from my childhood, and they are, that really happened?
They really say that?
And I'm like.
Therapists don't respond.
And I'm like, no, well, as unshocked as they can, you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're shocked, but they don't want to appear shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But it really doesn't, I really didn't think that much of it. I thought all parents...
Well, what's normal is normal, and your normal is not mine.
Threw one and broke a coffee table and broke the leg off of it and hit the other one in the head. I mean, I thought that always happened.
That happened to me. We lived in a trailer, and my mom stole my dad's car in the middle of the night when he was staying with us. And
I don't have any stories like
that. She came through the door. And then she took my brother's. My brother had little baby Nikes, and she's just chucking Nikes at him. Yeah. And then the plates came out.
I remember I lived in a trailer court, and I thought it was the best. We had a pool and a clubhouse with its own laundromat, and we had the little carts we could play in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know I was white trash till I met Tom Griswold. I had no idea.
That's true.
We had paper plates, we had an artificial Christmas tree. I honestly did not think. I was a cheerleader in high school. I wasn't unpopular. I had a car when I was 16.
Sure.
I had no idea that I had that kind of, that my upbringing was that different from, I always point to him, but he's the only Ivy League guy I know. You know, I had no idea.
I think you were fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But you know what? To this day, if I walk into a trailer, it still smells like home. Mm-hmm. It still feels like home. That layout,
the
panels, all of it still is very, it makes me very happy.
I don't know how I dodged living in a trailer.
Well, we lived in apartments forever.
Yeah,
and then
we were in a double.
Right.
Yeah.
We lived in apartments forever. And then when we moved in a trailer, that's a step up. For me, it was.
Can we put that picture of Josh on the potty chair that you put up?
Oh, sure. I can send it out.
Is that okay with him?
Oh, I don't know. I don't give a fuck if it's okay. There's a picture of my brother when we were potty training him, and he has his whoobie, which is it was a pillow, and then he had a little table with a snack on it, and he's just sitting on the potty in his mullet, and he's got his stuff, and he's ready. That kid wasn't potty trained until like the day before kindergarten.
Mm, yeah.
Lazy shit.
Can we do a podcast from a trailer?
We can. What trailer?
I don't know that it would be that interesting.
She would just be happy the whole time.
I'm happy all the fucking time, Jason.
No, I'm just saying even more so.
Right.
The smell.
I don't know if I could get any more happy than I am right here.
Aww.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it'd be fun.
That was fake. Totally fake.
No, I would. I haven't been in a trailer. The last time my mother lived in a trailer, I was in high school. And it was right after my parents tried to get back together again. Did your parents ever do that?
No.
Oh, my parents did lots of times.
My mom remarried quickly. Not quickly, but had a boyfriend. No. She had a boyfriend, so right. But they waited a couple years to get married.
My parents did, and the last time, my parents got divorced in 86, and the last time my parents tried to get it back together was 97.
Hmm.
So that was a big...
Oh, I didn't even know that. They'd gone on for that long?
Mm-hmm, on and off for that long. Yeah, it was a lot. It was crazy. And I remember the last... This is a horrible story, but I'm going to tell it.
Oh, God.
My dad bought my mom a really beautiful engagement ring.
And, chicks out.
And so I was a sophomore in high school, and my dad and my mom and my dad had decided they're not gonna do this again. Mm-hmm. And my dad's like, I need that engagement ring. And she's like, the fuck, you're getting it back? And so my dad's like, my dad calls my brother and I out. He goes, I need your help. We physically had to sit on her
and take the ring.
I kid you not, took the ring, threw it to my dad, and he took off. He left. Mm. And then I was like, and my brother's holding her, and I'm holding her. And I was like, on the count of three, we both run. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And we just ran outside.
Good work, kids.
Yeah.
Hi, did I miss anything?
I don't have any great stories like that.
That ring paid for my freshman year at Ball State, by the way. So I did benefit. I got paid for my work.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever work at a bar, Christy? Other than
DJ, we owned a bar, but I never worked at a. I never was a cocktail waitress or anything like that.
No, but you guys did like we were talking about the Hop, Chevy's, Peppermint Twist,
Main Event, and then we had a place out at Prestwick, which was the golf course. We had a restaurant, but I didn't really physically work there.
Right.
You know, I mean, I was there. And,
events.
Yeah.
Like,
and I
had,
like, helped put the menu together and stuff like that, but no.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm. If I were to ever leave this business,
right.
If that ever were to happen.
I can't work. I don't have any skills. I don't know.
Oh, I have a lot of passions. There are a lot of things I'd like to do.
What would you do?
Yeah.
Name three.
Yeah, name nine.
I said three. That was a little more attainable.
I don't know. I'd like to work in the physical fitness business. I enjoy that a lot.
You'd be a good teacher.
To be a trainer or, mm-hmm, you know, that mm-hmm kind of thing. I love real estate.
You still have your license active?
Dabble at that. In fact, I just, Steve, if he's listening, which I doubt, but he called me the other day because he really wants me to come back to work because I gave him a huge referral. Thank you very much.
You get 10%, right?
a nice card.
I get a nice thank you. No, mm-hmm, he usually takes care of me. I really, really enjoy real estate. I mean, I keep an eye on it. I can tell you every house in my neighborhood when it's, I can tell you what it's on the market for. There was a house just the other day, went on 3 days, sold.
Oh,
got
wow
the asking price. I mean, I just know this. I just love it. I'm just real into it.
You've always been kept your eye on real estate.
Yeah. I'd like to own a little flower shop, maybe.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Aww.
Maybe like a little.
You have to deal with people.
Hi, would you like some roses?
Christy's great. You're not talking to Chick. Christy can deal with people.
Like
people.
What the fuck did I do? I'm okay with people.
My ultimate dream would mm-hmm be to retire and have a little farm. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Pete and Kathleen about that, the little movable feast.
Oh, yeah,
I love
yeah
them. And we were talking about chickens because I want to mm-hmm have chickens mm-hmm and I want to have pygmy goats mm-hmm and I want to have a little vegetable garden mm-hmm and I want to have it's got to have a wraparound or a front porch with rocking chairs mm-hmm and my lemonade, and I'm just going to read all summer.
That sounds wonderful.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
With chickens pecking around you?
I would do anything to have like 4 or 5 chickens out in the backyard.
Oh, I'd do anything to have 4 or 5 acres just to be away. And
I always wanted to buy the field. Our house backs up to a cornfield, and I always want to, because of covenants, you can't mm-hmm have chickens in the neighborhood or whatever, right, and just buy like a half acre and just be like, yep, that's on my half acre back there. It's not part of the neighborhood. I have my chickens.
I just drove by a house today, and it had just a single coop
uh-huh
with one hen in it, mm-hmm, and I had to take a double take.
Chickens
and it was
are
in a neighborhood. It was
right
you
here.
Know,
yeah,
yeah, right.
Chickens
over
are hip right now.
Like, oh, yeah. Love.
They're trying to pass something in Marion County to where you can have chickens in residential areas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have a book called Chickens on 5 Minutes a Day, thanks to our producer Dean, who gave it to me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
Can I get a look at that? Well, was it now chickens on 5 minutes
five
a day?
5 minutes a day.
You can take care of chickens 5 minutes
five
a day?
5 minutes a day.
Fresh
You'd
eggs every morning.
You would be amazed how easy they are to take
Do you have
5 care
minutes a day?
I've got 5 minutes I could devote to chickens. You're darn right I could.
My little one, her fifth grade class, they built a chicken coop this year. And they have 3 hens and they're laying eggs, and we're donating the eggs to Sec Alpings.
Oh.
So it's, you know, paying back. It's kind
of
like
I've got $5 that says during the entire construction of that chicken coop, your daughter was making this sound.
She's one of the funniest kids I've ever been around.
She's got it, lady.
God bless her. And she thinks she has no talent.
Oh, no. She has a natural
talent. I told her the other day, I go, why don't you go to theater camp this summer? She goes, nah.
She's one of those, she's going to be one of those people that they're going to, they're going to be interviewing her after her first movie. And they're like, well, what did you do? Did you do theater? And she's like, no.
I made chicken noises when I was trying to build a coop.
When I worked here, she came up to me one time. It was the funniest thing. And I always think of this story when I think of her. I didn't know her very well, but she came up to me and she goes, can I hug you? And I was like, yeah, let's hug. And that was it. And then she took off and I was like, all right, made my day.
She was on our, she was at our Cincinnati show and had no idea until that moment. And she's 10 going, she's ending her fifth grade year. Had no idea we called her Beva on the air.
Are you serious?
No. And was not happy about it. And she said, you need to make sure that they tell people my name is Sophie. It's not Beva. And I'm like, all right, honey. It was kind of a joke. You know, Ava, Beva, Siva. okay. But still, it's Sophie. Okay, Sophie.
It's Sophie.
Okay, that's so exciting. No one wants to talk about their kids.
Well, of course we do.
No.
I don't.
You don't want to talk about
it? I don't want to talk about my kids.
How did you come up with Christy Lee? Because everyone out there knows it's a...
That's not my name.
It's not your real name, but...
It's Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit. I like that.
That'd be a good radio name. Mm-hmm.
Jessica...
What about Bunny
Rabbit?
Jessica Bunny Rabbit.
Oh, God. Really? That's twice now.
That's
full
a circle of life.
Yeah, circle of life. Swear
to
God.
As Ronnie would say.
Christy's from Christy Brinkley or something?
No. Nothing as fun as that. My first husband was in the business.
Oh, you're going to tell the truth.
Check okay. out.
I was trying to help a sister out with a lie is what I was doing.
I'm not a liar. I'm a lot of things, but I usually am up front. You know that. I'm too
open
forthcoming. Mm-hmm. No, my first husband was in radio, and he went on by the name of Tom Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I. Hmm. So that's where Christy came from, and I wanted to be Christy Scott, because my mother's name is Scotty, and I thought that'd be kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Christy Scott's got a nice ring to it. But at ZPL, where I was working, KISS 99 at the time.
I didn't know you worked over there.
We had a guy on the air doing weekends named Jim Scott or James Scott. And so the program director said, that won't do. You're going to have to come up with another last name. And back then, we had this publication called Radio and Records. Do you remember
that? Sure.
And it's kind of an inside mag.
A lot of one ads in the back.
A lot. Oh, yeah. So he just opened it up to the one ads and started running down names. And I go, he goes, how about Lee? I go, that works. That's how it worked. Christy Lee. That's
it. There it is. So there and her real name, Marge Gabilkas, was lost. Lost in history.
Yeah.
I remember one time Tom was reading a story about someone, this was 5 years ago, and said your first name, and you two kind of had a nice audio wink on the air.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
There are a lot of people who don't know my real name. It's really amazing to me.
There are a lot of people who think you're somebody else from Ben Davis. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. That I had got emails and said her real name is and would say it. And I was like, no, it's not. Mm. You know. But there were a lot of people who thought you were someone else.
Well, and that's an homage to the Ben Davis radio department because we have so many graduates who are working in the business.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think it's a compliment, actually, because there were so many people that went on to do some great things and... I think it's awesome.
That's good.
And with that said, I just cut a whole bunch of voiceovers for the IndyCar people, so you're going to be hearing me on TV soon.
Yay. Oh, yay. Good for you.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat.
What are you doing on TV, chick?
I got nothing.
This is the first time I've had TV work in a long time, too. It was kind of exciting.
Doesn't he need an agent?
Voiceover.
He has an agent.
I've never.
A real agent that's out there getting
you. No, it's not. Calls. No, that kind of agent.
I've never had an agent, ever.
He needs one.
You both need one.
Why?
And I'm the girl for the job.
Why? What? Gee.
Whatever.
This is enough work right here. This is enough work for me.
How are we going to get out of this job? What do you think? I mean, seriously. I mean, I want to get out.
Fair question.
Isn't it a fair question?
I think it's very, very fair.
I mean, how?
In your brain, how do you see
this
playing out?
End?
Yes.
I always thought, man, I wish I knew how this was going to end.
I don't want to know. I'm not that kind of person. I don't think that way.
But
in fact, my Tom talks to me about this. What do you better start thinking about the future?
He's a planner.
He's a planner. I'm not. I'm a day-to-day kind of girl. Always have been.
Mm-hmm. I know it's going to involve me not answering the phone even more than I do
See, but people are chick call is the exact money. Opposite of you. You're a day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Chick is a, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen the next day? What about the next day? What about after that?
That's why Tom is too. Worrier. Mm-hmm. I'm not like that. I don't care. You know what? I've gotten this far with no plan. Mm-hmm. I figure I've done all right.
I never will forget.
I came from a trailer court, for God's sake. I'm just grateful. If I have to work 10 jobs, I'll do it.
Like in ninth grade, eighth grade or ninth grade, they were asking the geometry teacher, for some reason, got on this, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? So we all, you know, answered. And, well, here's what your salary is going to be. And then he put it up on the board, and it was like, you're going to be a car salesman. Your salary's, you know, going to be $25,000 a year. This was in 1974 or whatever it was. And he and they asked me, and even then you kind of sort of, you know, I go, I'd like to be on the radio. And he's like, what the hell is that? I mean, he didn't say hell, because I'm not, you know, I go, you know, like a disc jockey playing music in a room by yourself and, you know, reading commercials and things like that. And he goes, well, I'll have to get back to you on that. I'm not sure how much that's going to be a year. Doesn't sound like it's going to be too much. So he ended up with like $25,000 a year, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And,
That was a lot for back then.
That was a lot for 74, yeah.
Heck yeah, it was, because I can remember thinking if I could only make $20,000 a year, I've made it.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember thinking that was the my goal in life was to make $20,000 a year, that would be unbelievable.
Do you remember getting hired here? And the reason I ask is Dean, when he got hired on finally full-time, Mr. Wheat was all pissed that he had to hire him or something, and you know he got hired for 12.5.
He was probably pissed at everybody he ever had to hire.
Are we telling this story on
the air? Am I right?
It's all true.
That Who gives a shit what that guy thinks?
When I left, I remember when I went to San Diego. Were you here when I went to San Diego?
You went to San Diego?
Yeah, you were here.
Yeah, I remember, because I was pissed you didn't take me. And then at the time you go, well, I didn't know you weren't happy. I would have taken you. Remember that?
Well, shit, we're telling that story.
Wow. No, I wasn't happy here. I was happy personal.
Would
my
you
personal
care
life.
To,
oh, gotcha,
would you
gotcha,
care
gotcha,
to
gotcha.
See the list of people that invited themselves? Anyway, my point is...
That was a totally different time, and things were a lot different back then. No, my personal life, I wasn't exactly.
Okay.
So anyway,
he would have much rather taken you.
I meant professionally.
No, I understand that. No, he stood up and goes, I go, you know, but at the time...
What was your Dean story?
No, just the awkwardness of the boss being pissed that they had to hire you, and all he literally was like $12,000 a year. It was nothing, you know, in the late 80s.
Like he was paying him out of his pocket.
Yeah, it was all, and the show wasn't making any money or anything. I didn't know if you had a...
Not a fan.
They've done that since I've worked here.
Well, sure.
No matter who you're talking to.
They do it now.
Well, they just get rid of you now.
And then they hire you back for half of what you made.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen that.
See Sam Walton. Anyway, my point is...
don't even start. You know what? That guy we were just talking about, Mr. Wheat, disliked him so much when I worked here, found out he was allergic to peanuts, kept him at my desk so he'd stay the fuck away from me.
That's why there's peanuts there.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then Jimbo caught on to what I was doing and kept peanuts in the green room here.
Wow. Okay.
We hit a nerve.
All right.
Anyway, he...
What are they going to do, fire me?
Stood up and yelled, you're fucking me, or something like that.
He said that to
when
you?
When I left. Yeah, but remember what I was doing when I left? I'd come in from 6 to 9, do the Bob and Tom show, go home for an hour.
He was working 26 hours a day.
Come back, work 10 to 2, go take a lunch, come back and work with dog for a couple hours in the afternoon.
Well, I did middays here for $16,000. At some point. Was that before you or after you? Because I did middays after the show for a while.
Well, you probably did when he was gone.
No.
Well, you probably were syndicated then.
Kind of the gig. If you were on the morning show, then you did middays.
Yeah, I did.
At some point.
I think I worked till noon or something, maybe one. I don't remember. I remember Axl Rose called on the hotline one time when I was doing middays. I'm like, what the hell?
And they were huge at that time, right?
Yeah. He was like... Because Ace knew and knows everybody. Mm-hmm. And Axel was homesick and just wanted to hear Q95. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, he's
I'll
from
talk to you.
Lafayette.
Oh, is he really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my great Axl Rose story. That's the only one I got.
Well,
sorry.
It is the month of May here in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. What's your best month of May story? Yep, come on. Snake pit, you guys got to share.
I didn't see it, but I've seen the picture. It's the world famous picture of the guy, the girl blowing the guy in the...
I looked up snake pit pictures last night online.
Did you really?
Oh my gosh.
It used to be...
I looked at them to see if I was in any of them. I'm not kidding. Frank, if you're listening, he takes pictures for the Star. He's a good friend of mine now still. He has a great shots from 1979, I think.
Oh,
79.
Wow.
That was right in my wheelhouse. I graduated in 78. So
oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
I was online looking, going, oh, God, please don't be in there. Please don't be in there. But we used to ditch school. I was at Ben Davis, West Sider. And so senior skip day, we all went to the track.
Well, yeah.
And then one time during the qualification days in that same year, probably my senior year, one of the guys I went to school with worked at the Taco Bell that's right there on 16th Street. So what had happened is the traffic was so bad at the time, it lined up past, you know, you're waiting forever to get in. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So we went into Taco Bell and cooked up a bunch of taco meat while we were waiting.
That's a good use of time.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. And then loaded coolers with it. And we had tacos in the infield.
That's awesome.
We were very popular that year.
That's better than any story I have.
I
remember something about one of the motorhomes. And where we were, because Dog and I would broadcast on Fast Friday when Carb Day was on Thursday. Is that right? No, the Friday before Carb.
The Friday before the first day of qualifications
right,
is Fast
that's
Friday.
That's right.
Okay.
So we'd broadcast that day.
Right.
And there was a motorhome there, and there were some sponsors, and they had, there were some...
ladies of the evening?
No, I don't want to say the evening. It was early afternoon, really. And that was known that it was... That's exactly
some race
right.
Rats,
they were available.
They were ready and available to show how much that they appreciated our work at the Speedway.
That's right. You said it's I can pay you cash or you can do this.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's
I remember right. that story. Yep. I remember you telling me that story.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
That was at the Speedway.
Could you imagine that now?
Dog and I were in a football game, or we reffed a football game in the mud one year.
Dog took me.
Dog had a golf cart. I still don't know how I got the golf cart, but
Dog took me into the guy's bathroom.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Because I didn't believe that there were no doors on the stalls in the bathroom at the Speedway, and I didn't believe there were troughs. I had never seen that whole situation. So Jimmy Mad Dog Matus took me on my first. And imagine the surprise of the guy who was sitting there reading the paper.
It's a mess.
Well, we walk in on the air live.
Oh, I didn't know you're on the air.
On the air.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do, were you going to do Will It Float, I thought?
I think we were going to do Will It Float.
We'd throw something in the toilet and see if it was float or not.
Yeah.
And I had never been in, so that was a big experience for me.
Wow.
Yeah, the men's room at the Speedway is should be experienced if you...
Why?
It's like equivalent to like Wrigley Field.
Surely they've cleaned it up by now.
Well, Wrigley Field's kind of, they have a trough down the middle too, so you're kind of face to face with a guy.
I can't
if you want
do
to go to
that.
The
gross.
No, I can't do it either.
Guys are gross.
Guys are gross, period.
Guys
yeah.
Gross.
I don't know. Girls, if you go to a girl's bathroom, it can really rival a men's bathroom. Women can be equally disgusting.
Mm.
No?
Well... They take a lot longer.
Have you been out there at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon on carb day when you stumble into a woman's bathroom? It can be bad.
Jesse, no.
I thought you were just saying like women and their the words they use, not necessarily.
No, I'm just talking about women in general.
It's been a long time since I've had to do that. No,
We should go. Do we have a portable recording device?
Yes.
A portable recording device. Who are you, Tom? What the
I'm
hell
sorry.
Is that?
You know what? We were talking about this earlier. We wanted to
going
go
out to the track?
Doing something at the track.
Oh, yeah.
One afternoon.
I think I'm going out there after I let the dogs out and get my credentials.
Who, us?
Yeah, us. Off the air.
This is the first time hearing about it.
That's because we just talked about it at lunch.
Oh, right. The lunch I didn't get to go to. That's right.
Were you invited?
No.
Way to go, chick.
I'm okay with it.
What happened?
Why didn't you invite him to lunch?
He did know he was going to lunch. He knew we were going to lunch.
I knew you were going to lunch. It was fine.
Where'd you go to lunch?
I went to a little place and had breakfast real quick because I know I need to get back here for Christy.
I usually
have stuff. I had that 11:30 conference call you don't have to deal with.
We know.
He's twisted steel. He doesn't
People
need
really
food.
Want to hear this part.
We do this. We always have
this
a little.
What you guys do?
Yeah, we always have a little section that no one wants to fucking hear.
And that's when we
Recording
all go.
You, Christy.
Is this okay? Did we do this
we,
okay?
Hey, wait, by the way.
Hey, Christy, do you have a story?
We didn't release an episode.
The shit
46.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. We did it twice.
We tried it twice. It was so bad we didn't release
it. Can you edit some of this out? Do you edit some of this out?
Hardly anything.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Christy would be surprised.
It was great. It's been great.
The most of the feedback we're getting is that it's like we're old friends. Everybody just likes to hear us.
Well, we are old
having
friends.
Fun. Yeah, but you know, sometimes you work in an atmosphere where it's just, you know, too stiff sometimes, and people just worry too much. And
Christy, give us one curse.
She's given us a couple.
I said two F-bombs already.
I missed it.
Yeah,
I called Tom a fucking asshole.
Oh, there it was. Okay.
And then
okay,
I said, and I meant that in the sweetest sort of way. And then I said something else using the adjective.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Effin.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to go to confession. Do you go to confession?
Only at Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
You just save them up for the whole year?
Oh my gosh, I could never do that. That'd be take it forever.
No, I got the big ones, like disrespecting my parents and the Lord's name in vain and trying not to smack my kids in public. So that's the big one.
You don't have to smack your kids. You have great kids. Don't say it
No, I would try not to, but there's times.
No.
You know your kids. No. Everybody's kids make them crazy.
Christy, will you come back and be on our show again?
Well, are you going to have me back? Really?
Well, heck yes.
Heck yeah, I'll
I feel
back.
Like we only scratched the surface.
We haven't done anything. That's because I have nothing.
We haven't told our
to
favorite
say.
Tom story or anything.
Next time.
I don't think I can tell mine.
Real quick about...
next time we'll drink before the podcast.
8 years ago when the...
Oh, yeah.
Let's do an evening one.
Yeah.
When the...
We do it at my house. The dog's barking, sitting on my porch.
The studio was in the back. There was a commercial break, and I went out to the vending machine to get a bag of chips, and there's Christy standing at the vending machine
crying.
Mm-hmm.
As hard as I've ever seen a person cry.
Yeah, that's a true story.
And I go, Christy, what's wrong? And she goes, Tom is such an asshole. And I go, what are you talking about?
And then you said to me, you can't take it personally.
You can't take it personally. What he'll always say, hey, it's just a joke.
So do you think that every morning?
Who's been taking it personally for the last 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. And then you can switch that story with different...
you know what?
Me standing at the vending machine.
We've had the greatest job ever.
Yeah, I know.
Ever.
For the longest time.
Yep, we're very blessed.
And now that it's almost over.
Oh, stop it.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Chick. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye, Jess.
The big
Bye.
50.
Bye, Jason.
Oh, to be 50 again.
Good night, everybody!